Welcome back. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. So in the first segment, if you missed it, you can get it at RadioRealEstate.com podcast. I did some year to date activity and sales over $1 million. This is now the 15th week of the year 2012, the 680th week I've compiled these statistics. It's for the week ending April 13th, Friday the 13th, 2012. It's single family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. New listings, 32 new listings hit the books this week. So we're waiting. I'm keep waiting to see, you know, I mean, we hit 42 last week, but basically we've been languishing in the 30s and even in the 20s sometimes on these new listings. So we're waiting to see when the floodgates open on inventory. 32 new listings. I did not count the 33rd new listing, which is 150,000 up on Potrero, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's the lease, U.S. Forest Service lease-owned property, where you pretty much have to pay cash or get the seller to carry back because it's on lease land. No one's going to loan on that. And you can live like a mountain man, a cabin. Kind of cool if that's what you're looking for. It's very cool. So 32 new listings hit the books this week, a low of 449,000 on San Pasquale and a high of 14.9 million on San Ysidro. 21 of the 32 new listings were under $1 million. So the median price, 910,000. So half were above and half below, 910,000 for those 32 new listings. So if you only get 16 new listings under 910, it's not feeding the inventory down in the low end that's been so active. Second category, opened escrows. 30 lucky people opened escrow on their single family home, again for the week ending Friday, April 13th, 2012. 30. That's a big number because last year, you know, we averaged 16 sales per week, and yet for the last 4 weeks, we've averaged about 32 opened escrows a week, the last 4 weeks. Even before that, it was 26 and 27, then 31, 21, low is 18, 28, 27. This is 32, 30. I mean, this is, you've been listening every week for the last 15 weeks. This is what we've been watching unfold. So when you get that number of opened escrows, you're going to have some sales, even though a percentage will fall through. At 30 opened escrows, that's a big number. A low of 350,000 on San Andres. High of 10.5 million on Woodley Road. 19 of the 30 opened escrows were under $1 million. And the median price, the number right in the middle, 780,000. So about 15 were above and 15 below 780,000. And the final category behind door number three, sold listings. 21 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single family home for the week ending Friday, April 13th, 2012, the 15th week of the year. Again, just from Carp to Goleta and just single family residences. Only 21 closed listings, a low of 337 on Cardinal. And a high of 15.5 million on Sandpoint Road. That's a lot for your money sitting down there on the beach there, a couple of acres actually. 13 of the 21 closed escrows were under $1 million. The median price though, 900,000. Half of the 21 were above and half below 900,000. So that's the week ending April 13th, Friday the 13th, 2012. If anyone asks you, I wonder what percent of the listings are in escrow overall, you can tell them 33%. 33.3%. One out of every three listings on the market right now are in escrow. And why is that? Because if you look at under $1 million, it's 53% of the listings under $1 million are in escrow. One out of every two listings on the market under $1 million are in escrow. So the overall average, 33.3%. Again, what I did in the first segment, I looked at over $1 million, and right now it's 18.3% of the listings over $1 million are in escrow, about one in five almost, which again is a big increase from the last 4 years, percentage-wise, combination of the number of listings. We have more listings in escrow over $1 million, and we have overall fewer number of available listings. So the percentage takes longer. I guess I got to wrap up the show here. Thanks for listening. 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I could answer just about any question eventually.